Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for getting up so early and joining me today. We're going to have an awesome discussion about your nutrition. Oh, before you turn the dial, honey, it's not going to be a boring show. Not in the least. Are you meat heavy in your diet? Do you eat a lot of starchy foods, a whole lot of sugar, maybe one or two or three sodas in the course of a day? And yeah, I'm probably preaching to the choir because guess what? I have those issues myself, except for the meat heavy. I definitely have way too much starch and sugar in my diet. Well, joining us today is a fabulous lady who is going to tell us why having a plant-based diet is super important. So listen up. If you're looking to make some changes in your eating health, if you're looking to make some changes in your diet, whether you need or want to lose weight or not, you're going to need to hear this conversation this morning. But I want you to be a part of the conversation. Let me give you the number, 215-263-1039. My question to you at the start of the show is, do you eat enough vegetables? Simple. Give me a call, 215-263-1039. As always, we'll start the morning off with a moment of inspiration.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only. To be surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak?
Standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I could only imagine. I could only imagine.
could only imagine.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City here on Praise 103.9 FM. We are having a conversation this morning about your good health, your nutrition. I know we often have like really heavy topics, but today I thought it was important for us to talk about nutrition, especially since we're heading into the fall season. Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, those are some heavy meals that we usually eat around those times. But I wanted to spend some time speaking with a fabulous young lady who knows all about nutrition. Her name is Dejanaba Gordon, and she is joining us via the telephone this morning. Good morning, Dej. How are you?
Tiffany, how are you?
I am breathing on schedule, Mama. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No problem. No problem at all. I'm excited about this conversation. I think that people just need to eat healthier so that they can enjoy their holiday season.
Mm-hmm. And I started off by saying when we get into the holiday season, most of our foods are so heavy, heavy on starch, heavy on the meat, heavy on sugar. And that's going to make it heavy on our system, right?
It really is. And the thing is about the foods that we eat around the holidays, these are traditional ethnic foods for African Americans. So we eat a lot of the sweet potatoes, baked macaroni and cheese, the turkeys, the ducks, the meatloaf. Mm. And to be quite honest, if we were eating these foods as celebratory foods, it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're eating these foods every day, and that is the problem. Mm. Our systems cannot handle all of that sugar, all of that grease, all of that animal protein. So when you take a food that should be eaten in moderation and you start to build your life around it, then you start to run into complications with your health.
Okay, and I want to talk about all of that with you, detail it in, you know, go real deep in detail about it throughout the course of the hour. But I did open up the phones to our listening audience, and I want to hear from you. 215-263-1039. My question to you is, do you eat enough vegetables? Give me a call. Let me know. 215-263-1039. We have Iyana on the line from Philadelphia. Iyana, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Hi, how are you? Good morning, Dietra.
Good morning.
And it's Dejanaba. We just call it Dej for short. Yes.
Sorry for nicknaming you.
It's all good. So, Yana, do you eat enough vegetables?
My meal is not complete without a vegetable. I was born and raised in a house where if you had a hamburger, you had to put an ear of corn right next to it.
Okay.
That's how we were raised.
Okay.
One of the most important things of my meal is a vegetable.
Okay. And do you even have vegetables during breakfast?
Not yet, but I'm getting there.
Not yet, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. Not yet. Okay. So, Dej, what suggestions would you have? And do you think that people should have vegetables at breakfast time? And if so, what vegetables would you suggest?
I think that we have to break out of the mold of what we consider breakfast foods, what we consider lunch, what we consider dinner foods. For me, myself, sometimes I'll have a salad for breakfast for two reasons. One, when I'm really hungry and I know I have a lot to do, I know that my body needs those nutrients to fuel me. And you may not feel like eating the salad, but after you eat it, you're so satisfied that you don't even crave anything else. So an easy way to include vegetables to your breakfast if you're not ready to have the salad is to eat some spinach with your eggs. Yana said something really importantly. Regardless of what you're cooking, you should always add a vegetable. And always add the vegetable. You can add some spinach. You can add some collard greens for breakfast. You can add eggs and collard greens. We just have to rethink what we consider breakfast foods. If you're having spaghetti, spaghetti can be the side dish, and half the plate can be filled with vegetables, so you're still having your protein, you're still having your carbs, but most importantly, you're including those vegetables as well.
So, Yana, you think next time you make eggs, you're going to add a little spinach to it?
I can do that. Some spinach,
I know that's
some
right.
onions, some garlic, all these things count.
That sounds like a really good omelet.
It does. Tomatoes, yeah.
Awesome.
Spinach, garlic, and onions.
Yes, amen. Thank you so much, Iyana. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day.
All right, you do the same. And you can call in, too. Do you eat enough vegetables? If so, why? If not, why not? 215-263-1039. Now, Deej, what you just said sounded really cool, but you know there's a whole lot of people rolling over saying, I can't have nobody salad for breakfast. You tripping. I'm going to eat my grits and scrambled eggs and pork bacon. That is my breakfast. You know there's 2-3 people out there saying that. What do you say to the folks who are just used to having that as a breakfast food, or pancakes or French toast or things like that? How would you encourage someone to maybe make a shift to adding an omelet with some spinach?
I would say start off basic. So if you're used to eating your English McMuffin, your pancakes, add fruit to your breakfast. Mm-hmm. Fruits are equally important as vegetables. Add 2 pieces of fruit before you even get to your breakfast. I know a lot of people don't actually eat till they get to work. Mm-hmm. But on your way to work, have your plum, have your apple, have your grapes. So at least your body is getting those nutrients from the beginning of your day.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're not ready to eliminate the unhealthy foods, start to add in the healthy foods, and you'll notice a difference.
That's really interesting that you say that, because I do remember when I was a little kid and we still had breakfast in the house before school. That concept sounds so antiquated now, but yeah, like I would have to sit down at the table and eat breakfast before I got shipped off to school. So now that life has changed, what suggestions would you have for that super duper busy person? Like it's nearly impossible for them to eat anything before leaving the house.
The fruit, I mean, that's the easiest thing to grab. Because our lifestyles are so on the go, you have to grab things that are just easily available.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always grab an apple. You can always grab some yogurt. You can always grab a half of a bagel.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat that in your travel. Or if you have like 10 minutes in the morning, you can make a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can make a breakfast frittata, which is simply eggs, some vegetables. You want to grease the pan and let it bake. And you can eat that for the rest of the week. So if you have about 15 minutes on a Sunday, you just crack a dozen of eggs, put it in the pan, throw in your spinach, your tomatoes, your onions, season it, you bake it. Now, and you know, the next day, now you can just grab it and go, put it in the microwave and go.
I know
most people are on the go, but you have to find little ways to add in the fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, I bring that up because I know as a busy person myself, I definitely struggle with that prepping the night before. Usually I don't get home until midnight.
Oh, yeah.
because of my gigs, both of them, I usually don't get home till midnight. So the whole concept of cooking beforehand often flies out the window. So I end up in that category of people not really eating before I leave for work, but I have made it a point to eat lighter. Like, I can get all of my happiness in the morning by eating an avocado with this stuff called Spike. It's a vegetable seasoning that I usually get from Whole Foods. But I meant it the first time. It's a really nice vegetable seasoning. I'll eat like an avocado, and then I'll have some brown rice, and I'll put like garlic infused, like a couple teaspoons of garlic infused olive oil on the rice to kind of stay away from butter, and it tastes really good, and I'm cool until lunch. But it took a while for me to get there because, you know, the breakfast sandwich from the truck was the way to go for a while.
I mean, because it's so convenient. But I'm telling you that if you eat your leftover dinner, if you're home on Sunday, the following morning for breakfast, you'll be more satisfied, and you'll probably have something healthier than if you buy it off the truck. Because at least when you're cooking at home, you can control for it. But for people who are just so busy, they can't think about a prep, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I completely get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy your fruit, you buy your vegetables that are already pre-cut or pre-made so that you don't have to have all this prep.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it really requires is for people to start thinking out of the box.
Amen.
I mean, you have to start to think out of the box. There is a world of food out there. You don't have to keep eating the same old breakfast sandwich. Like you said, avocado?
Yes.
Now, Tiffany, you and I are probably the only people that love avocado as much as we do.
I know. Everybody else I know, they look at me like, ew, you can eat that like that? Yes, I can.
And what the avocado does, because it's so rich in omega-3s and omega-6 and omega-9s, that it gives you that satisfaction, like you're eating something greasy. So when you're craving something greasy, the avocado tastes with that craving because your body is getting the right fats that it needs.
Ooh, message for everybody out there that's like, no, but I need this or I won't be satisfied. Say that again about the avocado.
Avocado will give you everything that you need. If you feel like you're craving fat, because of the high content of omega-3s and 6 and 9s, it's going to satisfy that craving. Anything that you crave, you can find in a healthy way to stop the craving.
Amen. All right, let's bring the listening audience into the conversation. My baseline question for you, audience, is do you eat enough vegetables? If so, why? If not, why not? Also, we have a nutrition specialist on the phone with us right now. So if you have some questions about your own personal eating habits and what it may be doing to you, or some suggestions on how you can have a better have better meals, then give us a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Liz calling in from Pennsylvania. Liz, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Awesome. So do you eat enough vegetables, Liz?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have made a ritual on the weekends. I go to the produce market and buy a whole bunch of root vegetables along with my, of course, the garlic. And I just choose everything that I see. Come home, I take the time to prep. I know you talked earlier about prep time. You know, you don't like cutting up, but I love cutting everything up. And I just make a big tray of it, a lot of carrots, rutabagas, parsnips, and put it in the oven along with some seasoning, not too much seasoning, but my olive oil and some fresh basil.
Yeah.
Put all of that in there, roast it for about maybe 45 minutes or so, stirring it up. And I had that whole big tray made by late Saturday afternoon. And all that next week, that's what I'm eating on, no matter what I'm eating.
Nice.
You talked earlier
that sounds
about,
good.
Yes, you talked earlier about breakfast. I eat vegetables for breakfast. I would take a good small container to work with me and sit there and eat that in the morning. I'll have the same vegetables at lunchtime. I might have, you know, maybe a small piece of meat, but I just eat vegetables. And I'm not a vegan or I'm not a vegetarian, but I just love vegetables.
Awesome.
That is so exciting. We have somebody on the air that eats vegetables for breakfast. See, you're out there.
I'm trying. I'm trying my best to like avocados. I just started buying them. Didn't really know how to not prepare them, but put them on my sandwiches. But I'm slowly getting there.
Okay.
Slowly getting there. But yes, I do eat a lot of vegetables, and because of the way that I do it, my daughter has started to pick up that practice.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter is 30.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. My granddaughters love vegetables. In fact, I will put, I like raw, too. I'll buy a whole lot of carrots, and with my vegetable peeler, I'll you know, make them nice and pretty,
nice.
Put them in a salad, and my granddaughter said, what is this? I said, it's a carrot. Eat it. It's broccoli. It's raw broccoli. Eat it.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, Liz, thank you so much for sharing, and I'm so glad to hear you're eating vegetables at breakfast. Woohoo!
I am too.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mama.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to line four and speak with Faye calling out of Philadelphia. Faye, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Do you eat enough vegetables, Faye?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I stay at the vegetable garden and buying vegetables. Mm-hmm. I love cabbage. I love collard greens. I eat carrots. I buy spinach in the bag, potatoes. I buy fruit. You know, when I don't want to cook, that's what I eat. I eat a lot of fruits and stuff.
Amen.
I'm a type of person for breakfast. That's a little iffy because I'm the type of person, I only eat if my body tells me that I'm hungry. I'm not in that routine where people get up and say, oh, it's morning, let's eat breakfast. It's lunchtime, let's eat lunch.
Okay.
I eat according to my body needs.
Okay.
I just don't stuff myself because somebody tells me I'm supposed to eat breakfast in the morning, I'm supposed to eat lunch in the morning, I'm supposed to eat dinner. I eat according to my body telling me that I'm hungry, that I need to have nutrition in my body.
Okay. Okay. I guess that's not a bad thing.
It keeps me balanced. It keeps my body balanced. Mm-hmm. It keeps me balanced. I'm not, I have no sickness. I have no illness. I have no diseases. I don't have anything. My body is completely healthy. And I'm 60 years old, getting ready to turn 61.
Amen.
And most people, when I tell them I'm 60 years old, they'd be like, no, you're not. I thought you was like in your 40s.
All right.
And my oldest child is 45 years old.
Uh-huh. That's all right.
So
Mama.
I learned how to eat. I learned how to get into my own routine of eating, not mm-hmm. because somebody tells me I have to eat. I eat because if I'm hungry, I eat. If I'm not hungry, mm-hmm. I won't eat.
Amen. Faye, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm going to follow up with Dijanaba on that in just a couple of minutes. But thank you so much, and I appreciate you listening this morning.
You're very welcome.
All right. You have a beautiful day.
You too.
All bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Rita calling in on line 3 from West Philadelphia. Rita, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Rita.
Hi, good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you fine.
Okay. So this is what I had to learn from my mother, who is now 72.
Mm-hmm.
She said that being the traditional way to follow might not work for everybody because everybody has a different biological clock and how their metabolism is. And as me, I used to be an athlete, so we had to fuel up on carbs.
Mm-hmm.
So vegetables wasn't one of my specialties. But when I stopped running, I realized, you know, I was losing muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed proteins, and of course, that's when the vegetables got incorporated because of my lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
So she eats, and for her breakfast, she eats her dinner. She would eat collard greens, and I'm looking at her like, "What are you doing?
Yes,
in the morning?" But she is healthier. Just like this lady said, she's 72, and everybody thinks that I'm older than my mother.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know if that's it's pretty much not a compliment for me, but she looks real young.
Mm.
And she has incorporated this ever since she said she came out of foster care because they were dictated to be given whatever. And she realized for herself it was cheaper to eat vegetables than meat because they were given a lot of vegetables because whoever kept them didn't want to spend a lot of money on meat.
Mm.
It was the best thing for them. And they had a farm and they had to go and farm for them. They ate very healthy. I said, look how God blessed you through that circumstance.
And
all her siblings are all over 70, and they all look like they're literally 40-something.
Wow.
No problems. And this is what I'm saying. And now my daughter is eating, because the kids have this culture of fast food.
Mm.
They pass by the vending machine. It's chips. It's whatever they can get before they go to school.
Right.
So what I learned to do for my daughter, because she's not athletic, I started doing prepping vegetables. I have her, she's not good at prepping for me, but I would say, you know, she loves her vegetables. The girl I had a hook on at 5, she was eating Brussels sprout. You know what it acquires the taste of Brussels sprout?
Yeah,
but
I actually like
if you introduce the strongest stuff to them first, they'll tolerate broccoli. That broccoli tastes better than that Brussels sprout. I don't want that Brussels sprout. I'll eat that broccoli. Otherwise, if you give them broccoli, they're like, I'd rather have corn.
Mm.
So, and corn sits in your system for a while. If you notice, it'll come out in your stool. And I thought, what is that about? So certain vegetables have a certain amount of great nutrition. I said, that can't be nutritional because it didn't stay in my system long. So when you think of some things logical about what works for your body, I would just say, play around with it. It can't hurt you to work with these vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
It can only help. Now, she's on this kick with my asparagus. Everybody loves this asparagus. And they're like, I never had asparagus before.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you can do it is roast it in the oven,
mm-hmm.
put that olive oil on it, and shake, you know, whatever season, a little season. I try to not use, I like to do garlic, and I like to do these things that the Asians do now. And as far as I had a thing with chips, my pressure went up. How about I do kale?
Mm-hmm.
And I roast it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got into the point where I would go to Trader Joe's and I bought that seaweed that you can munch on that. So
right.
I took that crunch out, and then the apples with peanut butter on when I need to really crunch on something because there's aggression in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out my weight dropped.
That's great.
And so real quick,
Rita, because we have to move on, but you had a question.
I do, because the question came to when would be the better time of the day to eat certain vegetables, like some things have a starchier effect to it, which gives like a sugar content, like bananas or something like that. Is mm-hmm. it good to have it that time of day when you crave in the afternoon, or certain vegetables might be more beneficial to eat a certain time of the day? That's what I want to ask you.
Okay.
So when it comes to eating vegetables, if you're eating green leafy vegetables, you can eat them any time of the day. The only time you really have to watch the time that you're eating your vegetables is if you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, because mm-hmm. that means that your body is not processing the sugar, so then you have to be more cautious of the potatoes, the mm-hmm. sweet potatoes, the bananas. So there really isn't a time frame of when you eat. Like you said, your mother ate collard greens in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I eat collard greens in the morning. I think that if you pay attention to your body, you'll know what fruits and vegetables work best for you. But overall, unless you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, there really isn't a rule as of when you should eat these vegetables. Now, overall, there's a rule that you probably shouldn't eat really late. Because remember, food is our fuel. So if food is our fuel, and we've eaten two meals already, and it's 8 o'clock at night, and you're really not that hungry, and you're about to go to bed at 9, do you really need to eat? If you're going to sleep, you don't need that food sitting on your belly, because then you're not going to sleep well, because your body's going to be so busy trying to digest that food.
Mm.
And when your body is focusing on digesting your food, it cannot focus on repairing your body.
Good stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rita.
Thank you so much for that information. I'll pass it on to my daughter.
Thank you.
Why she's constipated right now.
Oh.
Tell her to make her a pot of collard greens.
Okay.
And that should help her. Tell her to eat some greens, drink plenty of water, and hopefully by the end of the day, she'll have a movement.
Thank you.
There it is. The next movement. For those of you that know the Roots like that, you'll know that reference.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Hey, Deja Nava, stay on the line. And listen, if you have not yet called in to tell us about your vegetable experience, do you eat enough vegetables or don't you? No judgment. We just want to know what you're doing. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Or if you have any questions for our nutrition specialist, now is a good time to call, 215-263-1039. Praise in the City will return right after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're in the second half of today's edition of Praise in the City. We're talking nutrition with nutrition specialist Deja Nava Gordon. I see many of you are on the line. Yay! So we have folks on the line with questions about nutrition, letting us know if they're eating their vegetables. And I want to get to all of you. So if you're on the line, hold on for a couple seconds. Deja Nava, I wanted to ask you quickly, what are really the long-term effects of not having enough vegetables in your diet?
So when we think about fruits and vegetables, it really is the foundation for health. Eating fruits and vegetables helps us to eliminate heart disease, cancer, strokes, the nutrients and the phytonutrients and all the nutrients that we haven't even measured yet that are in fruits and vegetables really support our immune system. It really helps our digestive system as far as providing enzymes. When you look at the top 10 causes of health in the United States, it's heart disease, cancer, chronic lower respiratory disease, stroke, unintentional injuries, Alzheimer's, diabetes, flu, suicide, and nephritis. When you look at the top four, they're related to lifestyle, genetics, But when you look at heart disease, cancer, stroke, and diabetes, they are all directly related to how we are eating and what we're putting into our bodies. When you have green vegetables, they provide antioxidants. They all do, really, antioxidants, but it helps with our vision and it helps reduce cancer risk. The orange and deep yellow fruits and vegetables helps with our immune system. It reduces some cancer. So things like glaucoma and cataracts, that's coming from a lack of fruits and vegetables in our diet. So we're all going to the doctors trying to figure out why you know, our vision is getting bad. And really, it's the direct result of the lack of vegetables and fruit in our diets. Our bodies don't have the nutrients to trigger the autoimmune defense so that these different things don't come about.
Okay.
We have purple and blue vegetables. It helps with anti-aging. It helps with memory. It helps with the urinary tract infection. There isn't a system that these vegetables don't impact. Red vegetables also help with vision, heart disease, immunity, cancer. White and tan and brown, they also promote heart and health and reduces cancer risk.
Now, that's all awesome, but I've heard from various places, and I don't know what's true, that having cooked vegetables is kind of like a moot point. If you're boiling your vegetables, or, you know, if you're frying your vegetables, of course. But if you're altering your vegetables, then they're not packing the same punch than if they were raw, or if they were, as people are known, live vegetables. Is that true?
I mean, that is true. So you should eat some of your vegetables raw, because when you're eating it raw, you have the highest nutrient content. However, like in tomatoes, the lycopene, it doesn't really become released until you cook it. Mm. The key with vegetables is that you don't want to cook your vegetables or your broccoli until it's that pale green color and it's soggy.
Because
what
brown.
Happens is, you know, the heat opens up the cells, and then all the nutrients are in the water or in the sauce that you prepared your broccoli in.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try to cook your vegetables with a crunch.
Mm.
You want to try to leave a little bit of a crunch in there so that it's not overly soggy.
Mm-hmm.
However, even if you're eating soggy vegetables, it is better to eat those soggy vegetables than to eat something fried.
Okay.
Because at least the calorie count will be lower, so you're not adding too many calories to your diet.
So fried okra should not be a regular part of your diet.
No. What, they have fried string beans now?
Yeah.
No fried okra.
Right.
I don't know if you want to eat okra raw either, but
well,
okra does come a little soggy. I don't know.
Okay.
People do. I'm not a fan of okra, but I love other vegetables.
Awesome. Well, we have a couple people on the line with some questions for you, Dijanaba, so I'm going to get to that. If you have a question for our resident nutritionist, Dijanaba Gordon, please give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to John calling in from Philadelphia. John, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How y'all ladies doing?
Breathing on schedule.
Yes and no on do I eat enough, but I climb trees, so I'm 90 feet up in the air, and I'm not going to come down and go to the bathroom and go back up 90 feet. So I don't generally eat in the morning time,
okay.
And some days I don't eat into the evening, but I do when I do eat. I'm not big on meat.
Mm-hmm.
I eat a lot of salmon.
Okay.
So I'll have. One day I might do nothing but fruit. One day I'll do a mix of this and that. But I balance my stuff out like that. I don't just eat one particular thing all the time.
Mm.
Okay.
Now, you have a question for Deej about your nutrition, correct?
Right. I want to know what can I do to help balance that, or what type of fruits can I have on a regular basis? Because, like, when I eat something, now my bowel movement is great. If I eat something, within a half an hour I go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many times I eat today. Within a half an hour, I go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, how can I balance that, or what can I eat to keep that in sync as far as being, you know, healthy?
Well, it can be one or two things. One, I don't know if you feel like it's excessive or this is an issue that's recently come up. Your bowels may be irritated. So sometimes when your bowels are irritated, you're going to the bathroom more often than you should, and then you need to follow up with your primary care provider. However, we're designed, if you think of a baby, you know, their digestive system is fresh out the womb, as long as they aren't born with any genetic disorders. When they eat, what do? They go to the bathroom. So elimination is so healthy for us. You don't want to really clog up your system, because the longer that food sits there, whether it's animal protein, especially when it's animal protein, the more toxic it becomes to your body. So we're supposed to use the restroom. But I understand what you're saying, because of the nature of your job. Like for some teachers, they can't keep running out of their classroom to go to the bathroom. So at that point, I mean, you have to find the balance that works for you, and maybe eat your fruits really early in the morning or really late at night for your vegetables, so that you're not running back and forth to the bathroom. But if that's your normal thing, if your body's always been that way, that's just how your digestive system is. If it's something that's new, that's new, well, then maybe you need to follow up with the doctor, because it could be some, you may be having some irritability, and it may be foods that's triggering that. But we're supposed to eliminate. We're supposed to eat and eliminate.
Okay, cool. I don't have a problem with the bathroom part. I'm just letting you know that I'm fluent, so I didn't
that's
have a
good.
Problem with that. I just need to know. Yeah, I just need to know if it was any other thing that I can. Like, I love avocado. Mm-hmm. I tried it for the first time. I was like, I can tolerate this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have an avocado sandwich with just lettuce and avocado. It doesn't have a problem with me. I love it. Like,
yes.
I didn't know it was that healthy for you, but I just loved it just because it was something simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm big on broccoli. Like this morning,
Hold on 1 second. John, we are running really short on time. I only have 5 minutes left, so. Okay. Awesome.
Thank you, John.
Thank you much, and have a good one.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Janice calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Janice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello, Tiffany Bacon. How are you? And I'm breathing on schedule as well.
Woohoo! Love it. Janice, are you eating those vegetables?
Oh, you know I am. I don't want to toot my horn, but I'm a toot anyhow, okay?
All right. If it's about vegetables, you can.
Yes, because I'm over 50. I'm 59, praise God, and I'm actually, doing well. I make sure I have steamed vegetables. I eat it raw. I eat arugula, salads and stuff, carrots, all the things that I need. And sometimes I steam it. I saute spinach, fresh spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that stuff. And I like lima beans. I like all vegetables.
Amen.
So I'm feeling pretty good about myself and my temple. Praise God.
Amen. Well, we're glad to hear that this morning.
I know.
Mama.
That's why I got on here. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Miss Janice. I appreciate your call.
You have a blessed day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have Sabrina calling in on line 4. She has a question about corn. Sabrina, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, DJ Naba.
Good morning, Sabrina.
I did have a question. I'm another vegetable lover. I love vegetables. However, I'm always getting these mixed messages about corn.
Mm-hmm.
I hear some folks say corn is not a vegetable, it's a starch. Some folks say it's a vegetable. When I was growing up, I too was given corn with my hamburger at a cookout. I love corn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Deidre, can you clear that up for us?
So yes, there's always been that debate about corn. So corn is one of our starchy, quote-unquote, vegetables. Corn, when you look at Dr. Joel Fuhrman, he's a medical doctor who believes in using nutrition as medicine. So whenever his patients come to him, he puts them on a nutritional regimen. He has something called the Andy score. And the Andy score measures calcium, different vitamins, B vitamins. And most importantly, the scores are based on calories and food, not by volume or weight. So when you compare corn, it has a score of a 44. And you compare that corn to a kale that has a score of 1,000. Meaning that kale is one of the best things that you can eat. Corn really isn't that nutritious, right?
Mm.
But it does provide some of our fruits and vegetables. So if you're somebody who's having a sugar sensitivity, corn is not the best thing for you. And when you think about how many products are made out of corn, cereals are made out of corn, the corn syrup, there's a lot of things on the market made out of corn.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's one of the vegetables that you probably don't need to eat because it's not really high in nutrient. We like it because it's a part of our traditional African-American diet. But if you're having a sugar sensitivity, just like you will watch your potato intake, like you will watch your white car intake, you may want to watch your corn intake as well.
Oh, man. Okay. Thank you.
You can eat it occasionally, but,
Yeah.
It's not. We compare kale to corn.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay.
Then why do it as much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Sabrina, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Good one.
All right, let's go to Wendy calling in from Camden. Wendy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, ladies. I'm calling. I'm a religious veggie eater. I love the Nutribullet.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning, I'll throw my Brussels sprouts, blueberries,
banana,
chia seeds, almond milk, coconut water, and sometimes a grain mix. mix it up sometimes. You can put broccoli or spinach and grapes with some peanut butter. So I love all of those things, and I munch on celery just because it's an in-between thing that I can carry in a Ziploc bag and eat it whenever.
Nice.
My challenge, though, is I started a walking routine and doing good. Took off about 20 pounds, but I still need my Red Bull boost, and I'm trying to figure out what vegetable mix can I put together to give me energy.
For energy. All right, Dee, so this is going to be your last question today also.
Okay, so what is your protein intake? You might not be getting enough protein. That may be why you're so tired.
Okay, I don't do meat other than, I don't do shellfish or the red meats or any of that. I only eat like salmon or tuna or tilapia, things of that nature. So I try to get the peanut butter in there, and it may be very well the protein, but I can't figure out what to do to get that.
I mean, it could be that maybe you're not eating enough of the fruits and vegetables that you're having. So play around with the amount and play around with the protein.
Okay.
Because, and plus, you know, once you start an exercise routine, it takes a while for your energy levels to swing the other way.
Now,
does give you energy, but your body just may be in that adjustment period.
Really quick, because we have like 30 seconds left in the program, what other sources of protein can she eat if she's not eating the red meat and shellfish?
So you can get your protein from, there's a grain called quinoa. It's Q-U-I-N-O-A. It's a complete protein. Quinoa, Q-U-I-N-O-A. It's a South American grain, and it's considered a complete protein. You also get protein from your green vegetables, your beans. You definitely want to have your beans because they have high levels of protein.
I do eat beans.
That's okay.
Okay.
And the peanut butter is really good, too.
All right. Good stuff. Wendy, thank you so much for your call, and thank you for checking out the show.
Thank you, Wendy.
All right. With that, Dee Janaba, how can people reach out to you and find out what you do? I know you have a class that you teach.
Yeah, so right now I'm at the Parkway Central Library here teaching a class called Taste of African Heritage Cooking Class. And what that class does, it really gives people an introduction to foods based off the traditional African diaspora diet, which is a plant-based diet. So you can look on the Central Library's website. You can find me at Happy Body Healthy Choices on Facebook, and I'll be posting different things that I'm doing throughout the city in Philadelphia as well as New Jersey.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deej. I appreciate
you.
All right.
Make sure you get your fruits and vegetables in, guys.
Oh, I make sure they will. All right. Much love going to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stick around. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.